Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots. Today we're going to discuss five basic topics. First, the Gemara is going to try to figure out why we need to have a pasuk to teach that you're allowed to cut off tzaras and doing a bris milah in light of the fact that cutting off tzaras is a davar shein miskaven. So if it's davar shein miskaven, anyway, it should be mutter min haTorah at least, and perhaps even midrabanan. So why should we even require a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter? Then the Gemara is going to have four possible sources for the halacha that we mentioned yesterday, that if you do milah shelo bezmana after the eighth day of the baby's life, that it cannot be docha yantif, that a milah shelo bezmana cannot override the Isurim of Yantiv. Then the Gemara discusses right before the Mishnah that we paskin like Rabbi Kiva's rule that any preparations that could have been done before Shabbos do not override the Shabbos. The only things that you're allowed to do on Shabbos are things that could not have been done before Shabbos. And the Mishnah teaches us kol tzarchei milah can be done on Shabbos, including cutting off all the small pieces of skin. And the Gemara tries to find which Tana holds that once the milah is stopped, that you're not allowed to go back to cut off the extra pieces of skin. The Gemara is going to have three suggestions for that, and then we're going to conclude with a brief discussion of a moel who does a bris very late Shabbos afternoon, and the requirement to draw blood from the wound of the milah, the concept of mitzitza at the very, very end of the daf. So let's begin. We are on Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We closed with yesterday the concept of be'idna, that we say that an aseh is docha lo saseh, but only when it's be'idna, only when it's at the same time that you're violating the lav, one is also being mekayim the assay. The question the Achronim ask is that by Mila also, the Akiras Halav is when you do the Chituch, the Mekiyam Asay, Lechora is only when you do the Priya. So Lechora, that should not be Be'idna. And yet one of the classic examples that our Sugi uses of Asay Do Chalos Asay is when you do Mila on a Tzaras, when you cut off Tzaras, Makom Mila, that we say it's Asay Do Chalos Asay. So the Chassam Sofer quotes in Mukhi Yosef, Masachas Bab Metzia, that asks this Kasha, and he says that he's misasik b'mitzvah at the time of the Akiras Halav, meaning even though he didn't finish the mitzvah, since he's already started the mitzvah, he's already misasik in the mitzvah at the time that he's doing the lav, the guf ha-mitzvah has already begun, and that's enough to call it pe'idna. It doesn't have to be that he's actually been gomer the mitzvah at that time. There's also a major discussion in Rishonim how this works, that aseh do chalos aseh. There's a famous comment of Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon right here in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, where Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon writes that Yadanu kizel los asei didachile asei eino docha bechol davar ela miyuchadhu v'kiat zivoy shenemar achrav. He says that when you have an asei do chalos asei, the concept is that it's a tenai in the mitzvah sasei, or a tenai in the mitzvah los asei. This los asei always applies except for when there's a mitzvah sasei. When there's a mitzvah sasei that could be done, then the whole los asei doesn't apply. Rabbi Nissim Gaon seems to assume that the los asei doesn't exist, meaning even if it's afshal lekayim shneim, there's no point, there's no need to be mekayim shneim, because it's the entire thing doesn't exist. It's completely hutra. It's not duchuya at all. So that is a major discussion in Rishonim, but that's just an important comment. Rabbi Nissim Gaon, many nafkaminas. Maybe we'll do a Tuesday night share about it, because it's certainly a huge topic to discuss. I say dochalos, I say, and particularly the issue of hutra duchuya and the comment of Rabbi Nissim Gaon. Okay, so let's see Vayter now. The two dots, four lines in. Amar Mar Basar Afal Pishesham Beheres Yimol Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that we learn from Basar Laso that even if there's a Beheres, even if there's a negat saras on the makom amila, we still do the mila. That's Rabbi Yoshia's opinion. Halamali krad davar shein miskaven davar shein miskaven mutter. Well, what do I need a pasuk to teach me this? It's davar shein miskaven. Davar shein miskaven is mutter, meaning I'm not trying to cut off the saras. I'm trying to give the kid a bris mila. So it's a davar shein miskaven that the saras gets cut off. So shouldn't it be mutter? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter? So I'm Rabbi lo nitzrucha elul Rabbi Yehuda davar shein miskaven aser. No, the chiddush is within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who holds davar shein miskaven. So that's why I need a pasuk over here to tell me, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, that it's mutter. Rava Amar, I feel tame Rabbi Shimon. Now the Chiddush is even within Rabbi Shimon that Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. Still, I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to do the mila on the makom tzaras, because Moder Rabbi Shimon b'pesik reshe v'lo yamus. Normally, Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter, but this is a pesik reshe. If there's tzaras right there on the makom amila, so it's a pesik reshe that when I do the mila, I'm cutting off the tzaras. Even Rabbi Shimon wouldn't be mother that that's asr. So that's why I need a pasuk to come and tell me that it's mutter. Vabayi, let's say hai svara. What did Abaye? Why did Abaye have to give a different answer? Isn't that so obvious that it's a psikreshe situation over here? Why does Abaye say that the whole need for a pasuk is only within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but that ain't a chinami? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's obvious because it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven. What Abaye didn't hold that Rabbi Shimon agrees by psikreshe that it's aser. Vabaye v'Rava damri taravayu mod Rabbi Shimon psikreshe v'lo yamos. But Abaye and Rava are both the ones who said that Rabbi Shimon is mod and psikreshe that it's going to be aser. Then not every Davar Sheinu Miskavin is automatically mutter if it's a psukresh, even Rabbi Shimon is mutter that it's aser. And it's the Gemara, Basar de Shama Meirava, Savra, yeah, in a chinami. Abaye initially gave this answer that it's only going Alib de Rabbi Huda, but once he heard that Rava pointed out that it's even going Alib de Rabbi Shimon, but it's psukresh, he said, yeah, of course I agree with that, because he does agree that Rabbi Shimon thinks that when it's something's a psukresh, it's aser. The Rashba asked the Kash over here, is this really a Davashin Miskavin? I mean, forgetting psukresh, but is it even a Davashin Miskavin in the first place to cut off the tzara'as when you're doing the mila? He says this seems a lot more like a mlach shein tzrich l'gufa, because you are having 100% kavana to be kotzeitz that area of skin that you know and you see has tzara'as. Elamai, the isser normally of cutting off tzara'as is to not cut off tzara'as to try to make yourself tahar. You're not doing it to try to make yourself tahar, try to make the baby tahar. You're cutting off tzara'as to do the mitzvah of mila. So it's much more similar to mlach shein tzrich l'gufa. You're doing the same act, you're intending to do that act. It's not an unintended consequence that the act happens. You're intending to do that act, you're just doing it for a different purpose. So says the Rashba, had the Torah said beferish, he shomer b'nega tzaras, shelo takutz, that you're not allowed to be kotzeitz in nega tzaras, then enochinami, you'd be right, this would be a mlach shein tzrich l'gufa. But the Torah does not say that. The Torah says he shomer b'nega hatzaras, which means to say that the only way to be mitahir, the nega tzaras, is by going and showing it to a kohen. And that's what, and we're the ones that interpret that that means that since you're, the only way to be mitahir the tzaras by showing it to a kohen, that it's aser to cut off the beheres, because it's going to be matar you when you cut it off. So therefore, when you're kotzeitz l'shem mila, it's a davar sheinu miskaven of the tara, that the that you're being matar yourself, but that's not the intention. That's an unintended consequence of being matar. But it's not a maisa iser. The maisa of cutting is not the maisa iser. The iser is to be matar yourself outside the context of a kohen. That's how the Rashba deals with it. In the Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, the Shor Mitzvah Balach of your quotes, that in Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, Sim Kuf Pei Ches, he points out that the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says that if you hold Davar Sheinu Miskaven Mutter, so you're allowed to be Lovish Klayim, you're allowed to wear Shatnes Kedei Lahavir Amechas, in order to avoid some sort of charge, some sort of tax. So he asks, but wait a second, you're having Kavana Lilbosh, you're having Kavana to wear the Shatnes. So why is it okay to wear it in order to avoid the mechas? So he says, he answers that the klayim, the isra, is the hana'a that you get derech levisha, not any external hana'a that you're mekabel al yedei wearing clothing. Over here, the hana'a is very external. Being gonev the mechas is a davar sheinu miskaven. But by Shabbos, the isra melachas mitzad atzma, it's not because you're nehne from the melacha. So by Shabbos, it's always going to be about the melacha, not about the hana'a, whereas by shatnes it's about the hana'a. So some sofer says, you see from here that by every other iser outside of Shabbos, the reason the Torah answers it is because of the tachlis, because of what the goal is, what the purpose is. So since you're not mechavein for that tachlis, that makes it a davar sheinu miskaven. By Shabbos we don't say, by Shabbos when you're mechavein for a different tachlis, we call that mlach shein tzrich l'gufa. It's all done in the maisa. That a davar sheinu miskaven is when you didn't even intend for the maisa to happen. You didn't even intend to accomplish what you that action occurring. But when it comes to other isurim, it would still be called davar sheinu miskaven, even if you intended for that maisa, but you had a different tachlis in mind. For instance, putting on shatnes, but not because you wanted hana'a slavisha, but you wanted an external hana'a to avoid the mechas. That would be called the davar sheinu miskaven in kalat harakula. That's the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, based on that Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Also, we see from here, from the fact that the Gemara says that that Abaye's answer that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Shein Meskavin is Asa, the Rashba points out. From here, you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Shein Meskavin is Asa Midal Raisa. That Rabbi Shimon holds it's Hetu Gomer, Rabbi Yehuda holds Asa Midal Raisa. Because otherwise, why would he need a pasuk to address that, that in this case, Davar Shein Meskavin is going to be Mutter? Anyway, it would be Mutter Midal Raisa. So that's interesting because Tosos on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, Dibra Maskal Mechem, writes that even Rabbi Yehuda only holds Davar Shein Meskavin is Asr Midrabanan, not that it's Asr Midaraisa, but it seems pretty clear from our sugya, the Rashba points out, that it's Asr Mida Oraisa. Okay, says the Gemara further. Some have the conversation of Abai and Rava said in the following context. He shamar benega tzaras lishmar ma'od v'la asos. La asos yata osa. Avalata osa v'siv shal gabe raglo b'mot shal gabe ksefo v'im avra avra. That you're not allowed to directly cut off tzaras. But if you happen to be carrying a package on your shoulder, you happen to wrap something around your foot, and that happens to knock off the nega tzaras from your foot, from your shoulder, so no, it's im avra avra, it happened by itself. So that's not a problem. So it's on that drasha that we ask, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I could wear a backpack over my shoulder, even though it might knock off the negat saras that's there? It's a davashen miskaven. Davashen miskaven is mutter. So it's not in the context of mila. It's in this context. So that's where Abaye says, no, we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, the davashen miskaven is aser. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. That it's mutter to have things on my shoulder, on my foot, and even though it will remove the nega. Rava says, no, this is even going according to Rabbi Shimon, but this is a psik resha. You put something around your foot, you put something on your shoulder, you know it's going to remove the tzara'as. So that's why I need a pasuk, because even Rabbi Shimon is moda that it would be asr b'psik resha. So on that, the Gemara says, what? Abaye lesli hai svara? Does Abaye not agree that Rabbi Shimon asrs by psik resha? Abaye and Rava both say that Rabbi Shimon is moda b'psik reshe. So that's where the Gemara answers the pasuk d'shami mirava svara. And Ochinami, after Abaye heard Rava's answer, he ultimately came around and he agreed to Rava that it was even alibi Rabbi Shimon, but since it's psik reshe, we need a pasuk to tell me that it's going to be mutter. So frankly, Gemara, v'Abaye alibi Rabbi Shimon, hai baser my avodai. Abaye, according to Rabbi Shimon, meaning with Abaye's answer, that the whole thing is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole drasha that we have of Bisar to teach me that you could cut off the tzara'as by the Mila is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye's Hava, meaning before he agreed to Rava, initially. So what was he going to think Rabbi Shimon would do with that word Bisar? So Amrav Amram Ba'omer Lokutz Baharto Hu Miskavein. He would use that for a case where the guy says that he's dafka, that it's not a davar shein miskaven, where the guy says he's having kavana to be kotze to that baheres. That in that case, I would think that's going to be asur because he's having kavana l'shemis, he's having kavana to be kotze to the baheres. So that's where the pasuk comes and tells me that it's mutter. Very strange with kimta, no? Though Negyantiv points out in the tshuva in some kuf samachay, he says, I don't understand. Normally we say atubur shi yaskinan. Right, we're dealing with a guy that the implication is that this guy has kavana to be kotzitz his beheres because he wants to do the isser. The Torah says it's asur lakutz, and he's a posheya. He dafka wants to be kotzitz. So we have a pasuk dafka to tell me about a guy who's avid shaloka hogan, who's doing something so wrong and is having kavana dafka to cut off the beheres. And furthermore, Tosos in the Erev and Daf Kuf Amral says that in general, asay dochalos asay, but an asay haba alide pshia is not dochalos asay. So if this guy didn't have kavana to be kotzitz his beheres, it would be heter gomer. Right, we're talking with an Rabbi Shimon, it would be 100% mutter. Now that he has kavana to be kotzitz his beheres, so he's violating this. So such an asay should not be dochalos asay when it only comes al yedei pshia. So the Onigantif writes that no, the situation is since he wants to be mitar from tzara'as, it's just that the Torah says you're not allowed to become tahar in this way. You're not allowed to take any shortcuts to tahara. So when we are matir that he's allowed to be cut off this skin for the kiyum mitzvah of mila, so that's called that he's having kavanah for the ketzitzas of Harris. Meaning, the Gemara is not making a kimta, not necessarily making a strange ukimta, that it's dafka when he says, I want to be kotzitz me beharis. It's natural that if you tell him that it's mutter, because it's davar shein miskaven, and therefore you're allowed to be kotzitz over here, so it's natural that will turn it into that he has kavanah to be metayer himself. We're assuming that he's going to have kavanah at this point to be kotzitz beharis, and that doesn't invite to make it usher. We don't start going in, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that we don't start going in circles saying, oh, now he's having kavanah, so now it's going to be usher. Pasuk tells me that even though when we're matir, by definition it means he's going to have kavanah, it's still going to remain mutter for him to cut off the beharis in that situation. Says Martina gadol, you could say that very well by a gadol, katan ma'ikah l'meimar, but if it's a katan, where he's not having kavanah for anything, so then what are you going to say? So Amar Rav Misharshia ba'omer Avia Ben Lakos Beres Tibnohu Kamiskavin. Now we're talking about where the father of the baby is saying that he's having kavanah to cut off the beheres. So says the Gemara, so why is the Avia Ben doing the Mila? Let someone else do it who doesn't care about the Tara of the child, and meaning only the father is going to care about that, and have the father somewhere else, and then you won't have to have the father. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that the father could do it. Because after all, didn't Rabbi Shimon Lakish teach us a very important rule called Makom Shatamotzi Asei Velo Sasei Imata Yachol Lekayim Shneim Mutav Vimlav Yavo Asei Vid Chalos Asei. That in general, an Asei is only Dochalos Asei if there's no other way out. If it's possible to do the assay and not violate the lav, so you do the assay and you don't violate the lav. So over here you have a very simple solution. Have someone else do the mila on this child. That person will not be in violation of the lav, because it's a davar shein miskaven on the ketzitzas beheres. There's no reason he would want to cut off the beheres. It's not his kid anyway. So it's a davar shein miskaven, it's heter gamur. Why would you have the father do it in an assay dochalos assay way? You can have somebody else do it and you won't need to rely on Nasei Dochalos Asei. Answers the Gemara, Deleka Acher. There is no other person available to do it. That's the case. That's the case that the Pasuk has to tell me about. Enochinami, if there's someone else to do it, let somebody else do it. Comes along the Pasuk and says, if there's nobody else to do it, even though it's a Davra Miskave, and the father's having Kavanah to cut off the Beharis, still you're allowed to do it. The Asei is Docha, the Los Asei. Now, first of all, the idea that we say that if there's somebody else, then by definition, it's not a Davra Shein Miskave, and by definition it becomes a davar shein miskaven. So it seems that this might be a raya to the sheet of the Aruch Maseches Ksuvos. The Aruch Maseches Ksuvos raises the issue. We talk about a psik reshe to nichle, psik reshe to lo nichle. When you do something that's a psik reshe, so we know what nichle means, that you want it. Lo nichle means you don't want it. What if it's lo ichbat le? What if you don't care one way or the other whether it happens or not? So the sheet of the Aruch is that that's called lo nichle. So over here also, you have this third party, you have this acher, and we're assuming that he would never have kavanah for this, that it means nothing to him, and that l'chora, that sounds a lot like the Shitas Aruch, that lo ichbat le is the equivalent of lo nichle. Another important halachic issue, the Shach in Simin Shin Pei Beis in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Mila, the Shach brings a raya from a Russian Maseches Chulin, that if a father is a mohel, he's not allowed to appoint another mohel to give his son a bris mila. He himself must do the mila, and he says very similar to what we say at the very beginning of Yoredeya by the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, that when you shecht a chayav ha'of and there's dam, so the shochet has the first mitzvah to do the Kisui Adam, that the misha shafach yichase, the one who spilled the dam should be mechase the dam. So he compares that to the issue of mila, that the father is the avia ben, has the mitzvah, the primary mitzvah of doing the mila. The Drisha in Yoredeya, Reish Samachal writes in the name of the Arzurua that if the father is a mole, it's also for him to be mechabed somebody else. But that's what the Torah Shor in Simul Chav Ches in Yoredeya raises the question: why do we say over here if there's someone else, let the other guy do it, love it acher, let someone else do it? It's not somebody else's mitzvah; it's the father's mitzvah. I mean, if you accept what the Shach says, you accept what the Shach proves from the Rush that it's the father's mitzvah. So what do you mean love it acher? You lose something by having somebody else do it. It's the father's mitzvah. So the Shul Meshev writes in the name of the Ramban, based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, that a mitzvah, why is it that Aseh is Dochel Lo Saseh? So he says a mitzvah Saseh is greater than a mitzvah Sol Saseh, because when you do a mitzvah, when a person does a mitzvah actively, begufo, b'mamono, he does the Ratzon of the Ribono Shalom, that is a greater act, that is a greater kiyum than to avoid doing that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. This is the famous Ramban about Ava and Yira, that a mitzvah Saseh is a reflection of Ava Hashem, that you're going and actively doing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah Lo Saseh is a reflection of Yira Hashem, that we avoid violating that which Hashem doesn't want us to do, because we're afraid. We don't want to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Which is a greater Maila, Ava or Yira? So Ava is a greater Maila. That's why Aseh is Docha Lo Saseh, which carries a greater Onesh, when a Lo Saseh has an Onesh, and Aseh doesn't have any Onesh, because that makes sense, that when you do something that you should be afraid to do, because it's a real disappointment to your boss, to the master, so then you're going to get punished. But if you don't do an act of Ava, you're not going to get punished. But what's a greater reflection of your connection to the master? Ava is a much greater connection. So when we relate to the Ribono Shalom, Aseh is going to be Docha Lo Saseh. That's why the Ramban says, Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Shebemigdash. In the Migdash, we don't have a concept of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. Why not? Because in Migdash, Yira takes center stage. Es Mikdashai Tira'u. That Dafka Yira in the Migdash is always overemphasized over anything else. So that's why Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Bemigdash. But that's the concept of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh according to the Ramban. So Mila being Docha Tzeras is a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Torah makes the father do the mitzvah over anybody else. That's not Mikavod HaMelech, that's just Stam HaMitzvah, that's not an expression of Ahava, to have the father do it over anybody else. So given the choice, better to have the mitzvah get done by meaning the whole kasha. His kasha was, what do you mean have somebody else do it, and that way you'll be able to do it on Shabbos? Don't have somebody else do it, because that's a violation in the halachas of Mila. It's better to have the father do it. So which is a greater Mila? It's a greater Mila to get the mitzvah saseh done today than to, when it gets done, have it be done by the father. Because it's a greater Mila when you get to show that expression of Ava and Kavod HaMelech, Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we're at the two dots. Amrmar, Yom Tov Ein Docha Ela Bizmana Bilvad. So we said Yom Tov, you can only do a mila bizmana on Yontif. You're not allowed to do a mila shalom bizmana on Yontif. Eighth day of the baby's life, you could do the mila on Yontif, otherwise not. So minani mili. How do I know that that's the case? Where do we learn this from? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions. Number one, Amar Chizkia v'chein tana debei Chizkia, Amar Kra, lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. Pasuk says, don't leave anything over from the korbanos until the morning. Shein tamal omar ad boker, ma tamal omar ad boker. It doesn't have to say ad boker. Why does the Torah go out of its way to add those extra two words? Ad boker, when vanosim menu ad boker, it adds afterwards. So ba kosov lite lo boker sheni l'shreifaso, meaning once it already says don't leave it over till boker, why does it then say and someone who did leave it over ad boker v'chule? So it's to tell me that there's a boker sheni l'shreifaso, that there's a second morning that you could that you would burn the carbon pesach. What does it mean a boker sheni? That you can't burn it on that first day, that you that whatever's left over and becomes Nosar when the first day is Yantif. So you have to wait till Boker Sheni, which is Chol HaMoed, to burn it. But in Yantif, you can't. So it sounds like something that is not a Tzorech of Yantif itself, you're not allowed to do on Yantif. So the Karban Pesach, once it's already Nosar, you're not allowed to do on Yantif. Mila Shalom Bizmana is also a Midi Dechol. It's a weekday thing, because it really was supposed to be done on a weekday. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Yantif. So that's possibility number one. Second possibility, Abaye Amar, where do I know that you're not allowed to do Mila Shalom Bizmana on Yantif? Amar Kra Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato. V'lo olas chol b'shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'yamtiv. So we learn that you're not allowed to do an olas chol. The evarim of a tamid of erev yantiv are not allowed to be brought in yantiv. Similarly, mila shalom b'zmana is like an olas chol. It's interesting that mila is compared. We're gonna have four answers, by the way, not three. It's interesting that mila is associated so closely with karbanos in these two drashas. That whatever we assume the din is the source for the din of mila on yantiv is the din of karbanos on yantiv. There's a lot there in terms of the connection between a karban and mila. Rava Amar, third possibility, Amakra, hulvado yasalachem. Hu v'lo machshirin, that you're allowed to do melachos of ochel nefesh on yantif, but not machshirei ochel nefesh. And levado we learn v'lo mila shelo bezmana. So it's an extra word levado in the pasuk to tell me that mila shelo bezmana cannot be done on yantif. To ask you mikal v'chomer, because otherwise I would have thought from a kal v'chomer that mila shelo bezmana can be done on yantif, because I would have said that if saras is docha avoda, mila shelo bezmana is docha saras. So Shabbos is nitchas mivnei avoda. So certainly mila shelo bezmana should be docha. It should be docha yantiv. So that's why I need a dafka pasuk to tell me not to hold like that kal v'chomer. Rav Ashi Amar, fourth possibility, Shabbos on asehu, v'avel yom tov aseh v'lo saseh. Shabbos on the mitzvah of observing yom tov, Shabbos on is an aseh, and yantiv is an aseh and lo saseh. Ve'en aseh docha lo saseh v'aseh. So the aseh of mila is not docha the lo saseh and aseh of yantiv, meaning together the yantiv comprises two mitzvahs, a mitzvah saseh of Shabbos and a mitzvah lo saseh. The mitzvah saseh of mila is just an aseh. So even though we say aseh is docha lo saseh, aseh is not docha a lo saseh v'aseh. That's why mila shelo bezmana is not going to be done on yantif. Those are the four possibilities. Klal lomar Rabbi Akiva. So then we finish off the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yudah Rav Halacha Rabbi Akiva. So we go back to say that we pass like Rabbi Akiva. That any, what was the klal that Rabbi Akiva said, that any machshirin that could have been done before Shabbos do not override Shabbos. Have to be done before Shabbos. So Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Tanan Nami Gabe Pesach Ki Agavna. And we have a similar concept. We have a similar statement in the Mishnah regarding Korban Pesach. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Malacha Sheref Shalal La'asos Amer of Shabbos Ein Adocha. A Shabbos, any malacha that relating to the Korban Pesach also that you could have done before Shabbos when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it's not docha Shabbos. You're only allowed to do shchita. Shiev shalos osim Erev Shabbos docha Shabbos. Only shchita, which you could not do before Shabbos because the zman to shech the Korban Pesach is Erev Pesach, and if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, that's your only chance. So shchita is not docha Shabbos, but anything else is going to be docha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Akiva's rule over here, and it's his rule legabe Korban Pesach. The Tosfos raises the question, wait a second, a lot of times when we say halacha, when we give halachos in regard to issues relating to korbanos, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Hilchsa l'mashicha? What, you're going to tell me a halacha about what's going to be when Mashiach comes? We don't say Hilchsa l'mashicha. We don't have to paskin one way or the other when it comes to these. You can learn the machlokas, learn the shitos, but we're not going to paskin one way or the other. So says Tosfos, Tana namigav pesach ki agav na'am Rav Yudah Rav Halach Rabbi Akiva, that we say the halach is like Rabbi Akiva over there by Pesach as well. What do you mean halach is like Rabbi Akiva? V'hachalo parach hilchus al mashicha. Why don't we ask over here hilchus al mashicha? Mishum tenafka mina gabe mila, because this strengthens the sheet of Rabbi Akiva legabe mila also. Meaning this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso. It's not only a din korban Pesach; it's a din in mila also. That any machshirin that you could have done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. But we have a separate statement that we pasuk like Rabbi Akiva in regards to mila. But we call makom la lume piska de mila pasuk nami gabe pesach agav de pasuk gabe mila the tale of mina she pasuk bar hula kol davar. This strengthens the pasuk that we pasuk like Rabbi Akiva by mila to say that we pasuk in this way when it comes to Korban Pesach as well, because it shows that it's not just one odd case where we're saying that the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. This is a rule that follows through in all areas of halacha, so it strengthens the psak of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore it's not entirely hilchos al mashicha. It does relate to something. It relates to mila on Shabbos. So vam Rabbi Damrav halach Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Damrav says halach zek Rabbi Akiva. So tzricha, I need to be told in both cases that halach zek Rabbi Akiva. Diash min gabe mila. If I was only told by mila that halach zek Rabbi Akiva, that we're not allowed to do machshirin that could have been done before Shabbos, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. I would say, yeah, by mila, you're not allowed to do the machshirin on Shabbos because there's no kares. Avol Pesach, the kares, emelit chushabbos. But by Korban Pesach, there's kares, so it should be docha Shabbos. Only one little problem. There are two mitzvahs haseh in the Torah that there's kares for. There are only two exceptions. Every other kares is a lo saseh. What are the two exceptions? Korban Pesach, good, that's what the Gemara says, and Mila. So what is the Gemara talking about over here? That Mila, I would say, yeah, you can. The only reason you're not allowed to do the makshirim is because there's no kares, but Pesach is so much more strict because there is kares. Says Rashi, Tekatan lav bar onchin hu, vavu lo mechayev ale kares. Who's chayev kares if the Mila is not done? The child himself, if he never gives himself a Mila as an adult, is going to be chayev kares. The father's not chayev kares for not giving his child a bris Mila. The father is doing something wrong. He has a mitzvah to give his child a Mila. He's not going be chayiv kares. The baby at this stage in his life is not yet chayiv kares. So we're dealing with a kid who is not yet bar mitzvah. So mele, there's not going to be any chayiv kares in this situation. Yeah, mele as a whole is going to be a chayiv kares, and you know, later on, but not right now. As opposed to Karm Pesach, which right now is a chayiv kares. V'yashmin gabe Pesach, and had it only told me the gabe Pesach, the gabe Karm Pesach, mishum delo nichusol la yud gimel brisos. Av mele de nichusol la yud gimel brisos, emelit chushabbos. I would say, yeah, you can't do machshirei Pesach on Shabbos. That's because Pesach doesn't have yud gimel brisos. That were kares with the Kodesh Baruch Hu on, but Mila does. So tzricha. That's why I need to be told in both cases that we pass on the Rabbi Akiva, both by Pesach and by Mila, that any machshirin that you could have done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. New Mishnah now. Osin kol tzarchei Mila. We're allowed to do all the necessary preparations of the Mila, all parts of the Mila. B'Shabbos moalin uporin. Umotzitzin, we could do the mila, the priya, the peeling back of the skin, the mitzitza, we'll get to that later. Vinosnala ispalanis ukmon, and we could put on different types of ointments and bandages on the mila. Vimlo shachak mer of Shabbos, lois bishin of vinosin. And if we didn't grind it up before Shabbos, so we can grind it up with our teeth and put it on that way, with some sort of shinoi by grinding it with the teeth. Imlotar of yayin v'shem mer of Shabbos. And if we didn't mix together, they used to be for refuah, they would mix together wine and oil in a dish. And if you didn't do that before Shabbos, so put this on, that each on by itself. You're not allowed to fashion, make a bandage that's shaped like a bag over the baby's mila. Rather, you could just wrap it in normal gauze. And if you don't have it there, you don't have the gauze there from before Shabbos, so you could wrap it around your finger and carry it through Rosh Hashanah that way, because it's not really carrying, it's wrapped around your finger, you'll be wearing it around your finger. Now the fact that lois b'shinov, so Rashi says, because kamadev shel shinui b'shaninan, you should do as much, change as much as you can, do as much of a shinui as is possible. That's what Tosos writes also. Tosos on Amud Beis, it's a misplaced Tosos. The second Tosos, lois b'shinov, says Tosos, afagav da achar mila. He says, wait a second, the baby's a chol sheish bol sakana after the mila, so why would you need to be lois b'shinav to put the stuff on the medicine on the baby? He's a chol sheish bol sakana, do whatever you want for him. So he says, no, but even for a chol sheish bol sakana, as much as possible we try to avoid iser, as long as it doesn't, the Ramban and Taras Adam just points out, as long as it doesn't somehow compromise the treatment of the patient. If it's going to somehow compromise the treatment of the patient, then you don't try to avoid the Yisr. But if it's not going to be a compromise to the treatment of the patient, then you avoid the Yisr as much as possible. The Magen Mishnah in the first parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Aleph, writes that from the Rambam it seems that Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana, there's no need for any Shinoi at all. That it's only by a Chaya, it's only by someone in childbirth, it's only by Yoledes, but not by any other Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana. Because the Magen Mishnah says, because by yes, a woman is in childbirth, is considered Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana, but in reality, how often does she really die? And therefore, we say do it with a Shinoi if it's not going to affect the treatment of the patient. But by most other Chol Sheyesh B'Sakana, we're going to say don't do it with the Shinoi at all. The Raman or Chaim Sim Shin Chav Ches if Yud Beis writes V'yeshomrim din efshar lasos below dichoy below ichor al yidei Shinoi os al yidei Shinoi, that if it's not going to delay you in any way in the treatment of the patient when you do it al yidei Shinoi, so good, then the person should absolutely use a Shinoi when treating a Chola. So it says the Gemara, this first Gemara was made very famous by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav in Hil Hilchas Chanukah, this Gemara. So this is the says the Gemara, Michti Katani Kulu Kol Tzarchei Mila L'Asu Yemai. It lists in the Mishnah all the things you would do for the Mila. So then what does it add when it says Kol Tzarchei Mila? You're allowed to do Kol. It told us all the Tzarchei Mila. What is there that's not mentioned? Says Gemara L'Asu Yehad Tan Rabbanan, comes to include the following Braisa. Hamal calls Manchu also for Mila. If someone's doing Mila, so long as he's still involved in the Mila, Choser Bein Al Tzitzin Ma'akvenas Hamila, Bein Al Tzitzin She'in Ma'akvenas Hamila. He can go back and cut away both those pieces of skin that need to be cut away in order for the Mila to be kosher, and even those pieces of skin that are not necessary, that are not Ma'akiv the Mila, but will just make for a nicer job, will make for a cleaner, better Mila, but are not Ma'akiv the Mila. Piresh, but once he stopped doing the Mila, once he paused, he moved away from it, then Al Tzitzin Ma'akvenas Hamila Choser, Al Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvenas Hamila Einu Choser. Then he can only go back to finish the job that will make it kosher, to cut away those pieces of skin that will make the Mila a valid Mila. But those Tzitzin Shein Ma'akven, the things that will make the, that will not help to make the Mila valid, he's Einu Choser. He's not allowed to go back to cut away the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvenas Hamila. So now, before we get into how this is going to relate to our Gemara, says Rashi, Hamal, who are we talking about? Hamal, Rashi adds one word, Bishabbos, that this whole discussion is talking about if you're doing a Mila on Shabbos. So what's the Gemara saying? That once you are Poresh, you could only be Chozer for Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, not for Tzitzin She'in Ma'akvin HaSamila. He's saying on Shabbos, it's Chil Shabbos to be Chozer for Tzitzin She'in Ma'akvin HaSamila. You're not allowed to be Chozer for Tzitzin She'in Ma'akvin HaSamila because it's Chil Shabbos once you've already been Poresh. Mila's Docha Shabbos, Zekeli Van Veyu, Hidur Mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos. To cut away the Tzitzin She'in Ma'akvin is just Hidur Mitzvah. It's not Mila anymore, only while you're still doing the Mila, so you're still involved in the mitzvah, so then you could do it right, and you could do it in a Zekeli Van Veu kind of way. But once you've been Poresh, it's going to be Usser to go back. What about on a weekday? What would Rashi say? So Rashi would say, a weekday? Davar Pashut, of course go back and cut away the Tzitzin She'in Ma'akvenas Hamila. Clean up the job, make it look nice, and that will be a wonderful fulfillment of Zekeli Van Veu. The Rambam understands that this price is talking about on a weekday, that on, even on a weekday we say, once you've been Poresh, there's no sense in going back for the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin HaSamila. What do you mean there's no sense in going back? What about Hidur Mitzvah? So apparently the Rambam understands that no, Hidur Mitzvah can only be fulfilled while you're still involved in the Mitzvah itself. Once you've been Poresh from the Mitzvah, now you can't do Hidur Mitzvah independent of the Mitzvah. If the Mitzvah is already done and you walk away, to do Hidur without the Mitzvah is impossible. So that's how the Brisker Rav explains the well-known Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, when it comes to Ner Chanukah. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, how do we do Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin of Ner Chanukah? So the Rambam writes that it's one person that lights all of the candles. He lights keneged the number of people that are in the house, but he lights everybody's menorah. Why do you have one person light everybody's menorah? Because once one person lights a menorah and stops and walks away, so the ikar mitzvah has been done. For someone else to come along and do the hidur, not connected to the mitzvah, you can't do a hidur not connected to the mitzvah. Ram l'shitaso, just like by mila, you can't cutting away the tzitzin shein makvin after you're already done with the mila. You can't do a hidur not connected to the mitzvah. But Rashi would say, no, sure you can. That one person could light, then the other person could light, and each person will just be adding a hiddur. You could do a hiddur not connected to the mitzvah. That's the famous Brisker Rav on this Gemara. So anyway, so Mantan of Pirushenu Chozer, who's the one that says that Pirushenu Chozer, that once you've stopped, you can't go back to the Mila? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions of who that Tana might be. First, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokehi, that this must be the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broke. D'tanya, Arbaas, v'shechal yos b'Shabbos, because we've already learned this machlokas. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, mafshit ha-Pesach ad ha-Chaz, div Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broke. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broke holds you cannot entirely skin the carbon, you can only skin it enough to get whatever parts you need out of it. The Chamor mafshit in his kula, but the Chamor say, no, you can skin the entire thing. Mimai. So we want to suggest that that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broke, that we see that the extra pieces of skin that don't affect the validity of the bris, you know, not allowed to go back for. So just like he holds you're not allowed to cut away the entire skin of the Korban Pesach. Says Gemara Mimai, how do you know that that's connected? Over there, there's no mitzvah zekeli vanvei because there's no mitzvah safshata. But over here, it's a mitzvah. You're doing the cutting is a mitzvah. So because of zekeli vanvei, because of the hiddur mitzvah, I would think that even he would agree that you should be allowed to cut everything. It's a tiny because we have a brisa. Zekeli vanvei is not the fun of the mitzvahs. Zekeli vanvei teaches us that we're supposed to do hiddur mitzvah. How so? I save the fun of sukkah na, velulav na, shofar na, tzitzis na, sefer torah na, kasa balashmo, bidyo na, bekulmus na, belavler uman, vekarcho b'shirayin nayin. You should make all these mitzvahs nice, and you should write a sefer torah. That's a beautiful sefer torah with a nice ink, and bekulmus na, discussion in the achronim. So Hashem says, bekulmus na, how does that affect the sefer torah, the hiddur of the sefer torah? Says Hashem, as you see, that it's in the ofen kiyum a mitzvah also. Hiddur mitzvah is not only the chefza shel mitzvah, and having a nice mitzvah object when you're done, it's in how you do the mitzvah is also part of Zekei Levan Veihu. Others say, Ben Yoyada says, no, Bekulmus Na means it will write nicer. It's a better pen, so it will write nicer, so it will actually make for a nicer, but it's definitely a din in the chefza shel mitzvah. It's just like Lavlar Uman. Why is it good to have a good scribe? Because he's going to write nicer. So that's the point. V'korcho b'shirayin nayin, and you wrap it in nice cloth. Avishol omer van veihu avidomala. Avishol says, no, van veihu means to be similar to God. Mahu chanun v'rachum, afata hei chanun v'rachum. Just like Hashem is chanun v'rachum, so too we should be chanun v'rachum. This is in contrast to the Gemara has elsewhere, v'alachta b'drachav. The Gemara says, what do I learn from v'alachta b'drachav? Mahu mevaker cholim, afata mevaker cholim. Mahu malbisharum, afata malbisharumim. Over here it's a different pasuk, it's zekeli van veihu, and it's different things that we're saying. We're not saying malbisharum, v'akar cholim, we're saying chanun rachum. So Rav Asher Weiss points out a very simple ha'ara, but very true, that there's a difference between the two. Chanun and rachum is what you are, it's who you are. Bikur cholim, nichum avelim, malbisharumim, that's what you do. They're both requirements. We're supposed to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sense that we have to be compassionate people. Ben Adam La'atzmo, we have to have compassion. We have to feel a sense of compassion for other people. And also, that should reflect itself in Maisa. Mahu malbisharum mafata malbisharumim. Okay, so anyways, Elam Ravashi, second possibility, who the author of this brice is, it says that you don't have to be chozer for tzitz and shein makvanas hamila. Haman Rabbi Yossi hi ditnan bein whether the moon is obviously clearly seen or not, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go be made in Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi says, well, someone else has taken care of it. It was so clear in the sky, and there are probably people closer that saw it, so you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos for it. So that's the Rabbi Yossi that we're lining up with, that even though there's a mitzvah, since it's not a tzorech kavo, we're not going to be Mechal. So over here also, there's no tzorech in cutting off those extra pieces of skin. So it says, no, we might. Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi asam dil nit neshabes lidchos. Avalacha din nit neshabes lidchos hachinami. Over there, you weren't being mechal Shabbos anyway. Over here, you're anyway being mechal Shabbos and doing the mila. So it's already nit neshabes lidchos, so I would think you should be able to finish it over here. So it doesn't necessarily line up with Rabbi Yossi. Ella, the third possibility, amri nardai, rabbanan de pligi ale de Rabbi Yossi. It's the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yossi in a different context. Ditnan. Arba kohanim nechlasim shnayim biyadam shnei sedarim shnayim biyadam shnei vazichim. This counts as dafyomi coincidence. This week's parsha we read about the shulchan. What do they keep on the shulchan? The lechem apanim. How did they put the lechem apanim on the shulchan? So there were four kohanim that would go in, two of them holding the shnei sedarim, the two piles of bread of the lechem apanim, and two of them holding the two spoons of the two vazichim levona. So v'arba makdim lefneim, and they would have four people that would do, four other Quran that would go in front of them, shnayim litol shnei sedarim, two of them to remove the two rows of breads from last week, v'shnayim litol shnei vezichin, and the two to remove two spoons of levona from last week. Hamachnis namdem tzafon upneim ledarim, those who are bringing the bread in, stand in the north facing the south, v'motzi namdem ledarim upneim ledsafon, and the people who have taken the breads out would stand in the opposite direction. Elu moshkin ve'elu menichin, so they're standing on opposite sides of the shulchan, and as the guys who are pulling off last week's lechem are pulling it it off. The other, the people who are putting on this week's lechem are pushing it on at the same time. Tefacho shel zeh b'tzad tefacho shel zeh. Lechem apanim was a tefach chai. It was matzah, but it was a tefach chai. It wasn't chametz. So with the tefach, the height of this week's bread was pressed right up against the height of last week's bread, meaning they were mamish touching each other. Mishum shneimer lefanai tamid, because the pasuk says it has to be lefnei Hashem constantly. Rabbi Yossi yomer afilu elu notlin ve'elu manichin avzeh hayatamid. Rabbi Yossi says, hey, you don't have to do mamish that instant. They'll take it off and then they'll put on new loaves of bread. That's also called tamid. It doesn't have to be that every last second that it's exactly like that. So we're assuming like the Rabbanan, who assumed that no, it has to be constant in order for it to be connected. So if you want to cut off the tzitzin, you have to still be involved in the act. Once you're not involved in the act, then cutting off the tzitzin is not considered part of anything. You could trim the area of the mila, and if not, you get kares. Money. Who's the author of that? Who gets the kares? Amar Rav Kana Uman. The moel gets kares if he doesn't finish off the trimming of the mila to finish the job. Mask Rav Papa Uman. Can't the moel say, well, I did half the mitzvah, you finish up the mitzvah, why should I get kares for violating Shabbos when I did the half of a mila? I expected that you would do the other half. So Elam Rav Papa Gadol. So Rav Papa says, no, it's not the moel. It's talking about a Gadol himself who's getting a mila. Mas Rav Ashi Gadol behedik sebe va'aral zachar asher lo yimol. That it says, meaning if you're being moel a Gadol, you're being moel someone who's not a mila bismana. So then of course you get kares. That you're not allowed to do that. Elam Rav Ashi liolam uman. No, we're talking about the moel. Ukugunda, and it's a mila that he should be allowed to do on Shabbos. Ukugunda asa ben hashmashos ben Shmashos to Shabbos. He comes to do the Mila right around Ben Shmashos. V'amru le lo maspachas. And they tell him, you're not going to have time. You better not start it because you're not going to have time to finish on Shabbos. The mitzvah is not going to be done. V'amru lehu masapik misapkina. He says, don't worry, I'm very quick. I'll have time. V'avad v'lo istapik. And he didn't have time and he didn't finish it while it was still Shabbos. V'ishtakuch t'chaburu hu David v'anushkara. So it turns out that he wounded somebody for no reason without the mitzvah, and therefore he gets kares for that chil Shabbos. Okay, I guess we'll save the Mitzitza discussion, Be'ez Hashem, for tomorrow. Sure.